They render the footage? All of it. He offers her the canteen. How are your feet? She waves it away. Okay, unless I move them. We're almost there, he says, pointing forward through the plastic nose. Final motivating factor that keeps the campers here. Volkov. Probably the name's never mentioned, but if you were an inmate and Russian, which of course they all are, I think you'd get the drift. The helmeted pilot, whose face she hasn't seen, says something in crackly Russian and is answered by another voice out of the night. She sees a ring of lights come on ahead of them. I don't understand how this could all have been put together just to facilitate Nora's art. Well, how isn't a problem, I guess, but why? Massive organizational redundancy in the service of absolute authority. We're talking post-Soviet, right? And enormous personal wealth. Nora's uncle isn't Bill Gates yet, but it wouldn't be entirely ridiculous to mention them in the same sentence. He was on top of a lot of changes here very early and largely managed to keep his name out of the media, which must have been a downright spooky accomplishment. Always had brilliant government connections, regardless of who's in power. He's ridden out a lot that way. You've met him? I was in the same room with him. Big End was doing most of the talking. Translators. He doesn't speak English. You speak French? Not really. Me neither. Never regretted it more than when he and Big End were having a conversation. Why? He turns and looks at her. It was like watching spiders mate. They got along? A lot of information being exchanged, but it probably didn't have that much to do with what they were actually saying, either through the translator or in French. The helicopter's four wheels touch down unexpectedly on concrete. It's like being dropped 10 inches while seated on a golf cart. It hurts her feet. They're going to check you over, patch you up, then Volkov wants to see you. Why? I don't know. When you went missing, he flew us all up here in a lot faster helicopter than this. Us who? But he's already removed his headset. Unlatching his harness, he can't hear her.